The Gemara in Yuma tells us about the mitzvah of Tosefes Yom HaKippurim, that it's a mitzvah in our Torah to be Mosef Chol HaKodesh, to bring in Yom Kippur early and to extend it a drop. That is a clear-cut, seems to be a clear-cut mitzvah min HaTorah according to the Rishonim and Poskim. Regarding Tosefes Shabbos and Yontiv, it seems to be a three-way machlokas HaRishonim, Rov Rishonim, and the way we assume is Tosefes Shabbos and Yontiv is Da'oraisa. That's the opinion of the Or Zarua, Rav Soisho Shabbos Ve'Rav Shabbos. We have the opinion of the Mordechai, who seems to say it's only Durabanan. And we see from here the fact you can make Kiddush during Zman Durabanan shows that that's the Kiddush. You could even do a mitzvah d'oraisa during Zman Durabanan. And the Rambam, either he holds it's Durabanan or he doesn't say it. Others assume, no, he holds there is no mitzvah at all of Tosefes Shabbos or Yontiv. It's only in Din and Enoi. He only brings it down by Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. And therefore, they explain that the mitzvah of Kiddush is to say it, one is permitted to say it Samach L'chashecha. And therefore, it's not that there's an inyan of Tosefes Shabbos, but the mitzvah of Kiddush is earlier. So there's a famous Taz regarding the mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos, famous Machlokes Taz of Marshal, but the Taz talk one of his points, he talks about it in different places, but he brings down that one should not bring in the Yontiv of Shavuos early. Why? Because it says, Tamimos Tehiyena, and that's why, but really we learn that from Tamimos, is that that's why we start counting Sphira at night, not during the day. There's a famous Bahag who says it means you, if you miss a day, but that's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara says that we want to have a complete count. In fact, that's Tosus and Menachos. That's why we specifically should Dafka count right at the beginning of Shkia, sunset, because we want to get a full Tamimus. So the Taz says in order to get to Tamimus, one has to bring in Shavuos at the regular time. And we said, according to the Taz, because the Taz is, the Marshal disagrees and says, and the rush is not a problem. So what's in the Kudus HaMachokas? The Taz holds that you're transforming the day. It's not just superimposing an Issa Malacha. It's that you are changing the day. And therefore, you change the day, you are nullifying the mitzvah, the full mitzvah of Tamimus. So the Kasha is, why over here? Why specifically by Shavuos is there an inyan not to do Tosefes Yontiv? If there's a mitzvah in our Torah of Tosefes Shabbos, then what's the pshat? Oh, why specifically by Shavuos? So the Taz basically says pshat in the Taz is that Shavuos is unique in the sense that all other holidays is a date in the Torah. The 15th day of Nisan, the 15th day of Tishrei, it's a calendaric day, but by Shavuos, there's no date. You shall count Svarta Mechem Tisbru Chamishim Yom. And back in the day, before we have our calendars, the months could have been 29 or 30. There was no specific day for Shavuos. Now we do have a day, but originally there wasn't. So therefore, since there is no calendaric date, so therefore there is no problem. It's not an issue of bringing in that date early because the date is, you know, the date is incidental. So therefore, that's how the Taz seems to learn that since it's unique in the sense that other Yom Tovim have a date, so therefore we want to bring it in early. Here, there is no specific date, so therefore, not bringing it early wouldn't be a bit of what's a Tosefes. Others point out differently. There's a famous Nitziv that he wants to say that Shavuos can't start early for another reason, because we have by Yom Kippur, it says, Be'etzem ha-yom hazeh, itzumo shel yom. This is many things we learn now, but there's a discussion in the Gemara, what about, so we know if one eats on the requisite shear on Yom Kippur, he's chayef kores. The question is, what about, and we pointed out, there's a mitzvah deraisa of Tosefes Yom HaKippurim. So what happens if he eats during Tosefes Yom HaKippurim? Is he chayev karetz? The Gemara says no. Because be'etzem ha'yom hazeh, only the Isser only applies to the inherent part of the day, not the added extra part of the day. So it says similar here, it says by, in Parashas Emor, it says, across the Moshe, be'etzem ha'yom hazeh, by Shavuot refers to be'etzem ha'yom hazeh, and therefore he claims Shavuot can't start early. You can't have Shavuot, you can't do Tosefes Yontov regarding Shavuot. My nafkamina, whether the reason of the Taz or the reason of the Tziv, the Taz's reason is you don't want him about to hold the mitzvah of Tamimus by Sfiras HaOmer, or according to the Tziv, it's be'etzem ha'yom hazeh. The nafkamina would be, everyone would agree, well, sure, she can't bring in early. What about Yontov Sheni and Chutz Laaretz, the second night? According to the Taz, it should be fair game because we're not counting Sfira anymore. According to the Netziv, maybe you could argue, just like by the Leil Pesach week, whatever applies the first night, we extend to the second night. Since the reasons based on Etzem Hayom Hazeh, maybe one could argue you should not bring in Shavuos early Leil Sheni. Others point out that based on Rashi in the beginning of Brachas, that the famous Machlokes Rashi Tosis about davening Ma'ariv early. So, what about the mitzvah of Kriya Shema? How much of Kriya Shema is Daraisa, Parsha Rishona, Parsha Shnia, all three? So, that's part of the debate over there. So, but Rashi seems to say, we're not worried about Kriya Shema because later on, when it's Kriya Shema Lamita, you'll repeat Parsha Rishona. Mashma Parsha Rishona is Daraisa. You know, today the minhag is to repeat all three. But the point being is, we see from Rashi, there always was a minhag to daven early. And they weren't worried about davening, Kriyas Arvis Rishus. They're worried about Kriyashma. So someone has suggested, since Leil Shavuos is a minhag you saw to stay up all night, so if we daven early, so you're not going to remember to say Kriyashma Lamita since you're not going to sleep. And hence, therefore, the minhag of not bringing in Shavuos early. Others point out, it's based on the Gemara Megillah, the end of Megillah. Gemara Ezra instituted that we read the Tochacha before Shavuos and before Rosh Hashanah, that we finish off the year, get rid of what the curses, and start fresh again. So we see the Gemara calls Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos a Rosh Hashanah, the both new years. So there's some posts can bring down that one should not bring in Rosh Hashanah early. Yontov is the right, so why should we bring in Yontov early? They say because you don't want to bring in the dinner early. No, Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaDin, and therefore we don't want to bring in the din on us early, even though we know the halacha is that really the din doesn't really begin till the morning. That's the whole discussion. That's why, in terms of perhaps repeating benching, if you forget yalla v'yavo, in terms of if you ought to fast or not. But the bottom line is we don't bring, the meaning is not to bring in going to these poskim anyway, because we don't want to advance the Yom HaDin. So perhaps we could answer, since the Gemara compares Shavuos to Rosh Hashanah Yom HaDin, so therefore, just like we don't bring in Rosh Hashanah early according to that minig, we shouldn't bring in Shavuos. Or in fact, I think it was Rav Steinman pointed out, he was speaking on Shavuos, I think he concluded, and since Shavuos, the Gemara says, is like our din of Rosh Hashanah, he ended off Ksip of Vachasim Atova. Either way, so we see the comparison of Shavuos to Rosh Hashanah regarding Yom HaDin. And others point out a little variation as well, that so too over here, besides the Yom HaDin comparison, but maybe the Torah gave us a Svarta Machem Yimachras HaShabbos. The Torah gave us a thing, special time, count 49 days, 50 days, 7 weeks, and especially in the in the Sifrei Kabbalah, each week represents something else, the 48 levels of Chachma. So these are specific times. So whether we understand all the details, but the bottom line is it seems to be a very precise number, 49. As we said, series of seven. Seven times seven, because seven is Derech HaTeva, and therefore we're receiving the Torah Matan Torah, we're receiving the Torah's Hanigla. So therefore, we have no right to decide, well, you know, let's have 48 and a half days of Hachana. There's something specific about the 7 weeks, like we have counting up to Yovel, so too over here. So hence the minig, either based on the Taz, we don't want to bavata the mitzvah of Tamimas or the Nitziv, the Etzem Ayom Hazeh, we can't bring it in early, or because we're concerned you'll forget, you might not, if you daven early, you won't repeat Kriya Shema, or because of this connection to Rosh Hashanah. It's like we don't bring in Rosh Hashanah early, Yom HaDin, so too, we don't bring in Sfira early, we don't bring in Shruas early, because we have to have a set amount of time to prepare for Kabbalah's HaTorah.